from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
I still don't believe it. I have to see it with my own two eyes.
Your worst take ever on this show.
I'm so glad I was here
actually,
for that.
That was my worst take. We're doing something.
Yeah, that's not bad.
He's had some terrible top fives before, too.
That blows my mind. Anyway.
I still don't believe they have a corded landline in Emory Sports, but we'll talk about it later. Look, we're going to go in the huddle real quick. This story coming out of Chicago, and ESPN staff writer Courtney Cronin, DJ Moore, pay that man his money. $110 million extension, which is the largest in franchise history, negotiated by Drew Rosenhaus, includes $82.6 million guaranteed, which ranks third for a wide receiver if you've been absent throughout this offseason. That's because he's behind Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown. He was set to hit free agency in 2026, but now he's with the Bears all the way through 2029. And this, Bo, is what happens when you have a rookie quarterback contract.
Yeah, and it's nice because you can re-sign the players that make him better for a lot of money while he's making, you know, the rookie contract deal. That's the fear that you have in Atlanta. That's what the Packers missed out on. They thought they were going to get with Jordan Love, and Aaron Rodgers decided to play, what, three more years at a high level and then force his way out. It's the fear of drafting Penix, but you know what? That's another conversation. Good for DJ Moore. I didn't think he was going to be the player he is today after 2 years in the league, but he has developed into a phenomenal player.
Marie, do you think Caleb Williams actually hits the ground running? Because it feels like they have gone, like, obviously they've gone out of their way to add these weapons, but it just seems like of all the rookie quarterbacks we've seen recently, he is really set up for success.
Yeah, and Chicago is a place where quarterbacks' dreams go to die, so this may be his opportunity to reverse that.
I love that.
It's true. You know it is.
I know. It's such a good point. I tell people this all the time. I'm like, oh, man, they can't draft the right quarterback. I'm like, do you think if you were a quarterback that you'd be like, I can't wait to get to Chicago
There's
or
no
the
way.
New York Jets?
Tell me how it's worked out for anyone.
Nobody.
But Caleb, I mean, he's got so many weapons around him. And to your guys' point, DJ put together a career year with the Bears. And so he deserves that money. I think that Caleb is set for success. So I don't want to say he's going to hit the ground running just because I'm so nervous about what the quarterbacks
he's
do in that city. I don't know. And, yes, he's a rookie.
Such
we'll
a
see.
Good point. Speaking of Caleb Williams, it has been now reported from Courtney Cronin that he will not be playing in tomorrow's Hall of Fame game. Isn't that just wild to think about that August 1st we're getting some NFL football, but reportedly none of the starters for the Bears will be playing. Matt Eberflus said that he would try to get Caleb Williams between 45 and 55 snaps. They still have three games left, this preseason to play at Buffalo, to play against Cincinnati, and to play Kansas City. Boy, That's a pretty good preseason schedule for the Bears: Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Kansas City. But obviously, you'd rather play those guys in the preseason. But Caleb Williams not starting. We went through this entire thing last year as far as preseason snaps goes. It sounds like, though, that he'll at least get more than Desmond Ridder got last year, but won't see him tomorrow night.
It's a different animal when you have the Hall of Fame game, because you get that extra preseason game. It used to be five. Now, when you played it, now it's only four because you only have three. He'll play in games two and three, and he'll miss games one and four. That's what they'll do. It makes perfect sense. He is considered their starter, so he's only going to play when the starters play. There's no reason to put him out there again with anyone else other than the starters, and a multitude of reasons. There's the injury risk, not to mention, does it really help him if he's not playing behind with the guys he'll be playing with on every Sunday in the fall?
Well, I think, and Marie, you can touch on this too, the last thing you want to do, because you just talked about it, the quarterbacks in Chicago, the last thing you want to do is put him out there behind a group of offensive linemen that might, in the end, honestly, do more harm than good. You don't want to make him skittish in the pocket before week one.
Yeah, and I really think that he does need to get out there at some point too. You know, a lot of people have their opinions on quarterback play in the preseason, but I believe that Caleb Williams certainly needs to get some reps. I'm not saying he should play every game, not saying he should play all four quarters, but he's got to get out there and see what he's working with. But Chicago is drastically better offensively than they have been in recent years, especially from the draft. They had a phenomenal draft. They've put together some really good pieces. Let's see him in play. And Caleb needs to work with them in the preseason at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.